Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jason Benetti is the play-by-play guy for the Chicago White Sox on television and has joined us frequently during the non-baseball season. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm worried that you're going to ask if I washed my bananas.
Where are you on
No one should have to answer that question.
Yeah, really. Nor should they bring it up. Jason, where are you on the continuum? 0 to 100, would you say, of very cautious to you're all Wisconsin taverny about this?
I'm very cautious because, number one, I have no reason to really be out at this point. My job has been paused, and so what I do from my home, whether it be interviews for the White Sox or things on social media that I do for myself or whatever it is, or like the ridiculous videos I've done in terms of like scenes from movies for me, or like, you know, the messages for other people and things like that. Like,
those aren't ridiculous.
They are totally ridiculous. But I do all of that from my home, and I've actually had groceries delivered. But that's something I had done before, simply because of schedule purposes, in and out of airports and whatnot. It was just easier for me to have groceries delivered. So that's what I do. But I definitely spray down my groceries once they're delivered. And if it's within a 3-day window, if I touch something that I had delivered, I wash my hands immediately, just because we don't have enough information to get, like, we're playing blackjack without knowing what our cards are. Like, we don't know the risk. And so for somebody who thinks probabilistically, like, I don't know the risk. And so I'm going to be as cautious as I believe I need to when I don't know the risk.
It's interesting points there. Dave Ennett, we asked Jason to join us and you to join us too, just to sort of update everybody on where we are on the baseball season. Mr. Ennett, just give us the headlines on what the owners and players are talking about today.
Well, the owners came up with a proposal. They approved a proposal for Major League Baseball earlier this week that basically calls for about an 82-game season that would begin in early July. Teams, where allowed to, would play in their own ballparks, and they would play against teams from their own division and the corresponding division in the other league to minimize travel. And these games would be played without fans. That's where they are. Now they have to negotiate the financial side and the health and safety side of it between baseball and the Players Association. So that's kind of where it is right now.
How probable is that, Dave?
Well, here's the reason I think it's probable, John, because I think that this is something that they can't afford to let an opportunity get away. They can't afford to shut it down for the season unless something happens that forces them to do it, because I think it would be absolutely devastating to the game to lose an entire season, especially at this time where people are. And I'm not advocating in any way endangering anybody, but if you can do it safely, and there are indications that they can, then I think it's important for the good of the game to try to figure out a way to accomplish it. And that means there's going to have to be give and take on both sides, which is, by the way, called negotiation.
Not been the long suit, though, too, at times for the two sides in this case. Jason Benetti, what is your thought about that after this? Jason Benetti, play-by-play, Chicago White Sox. Dave Ennett, WGN Radio Sports Director, talking to me about baseball with you. Dave said they just can't afford not to, given a glimmer of opportunity here. Jason, are you kind of on that page?
The page I'm on is that we all need to work science, the government, to get everybody get on the same page, because sports is not a local regional thing, and we're attacking this regionally. Everybody's exactly what you were talking about when we came into the segment initially. Everybody's got different feelings on what this virus actually is. that can't be true. The virus is what it is, and the risk is going to be different in certain places, yes, but we all need to know what the risk is of playing, what the risk is to everybody, and what the chances are that there's going to be a treatment, because, you know, the WHO comes out and says we could be with the virus for a handful of years, but that doesn't mean we can't have a treatment for it. And so if something like that is in the offing, then I could see baseball saying, hey, you know, we can wait because we're going to have a treatment, we're going to have a vaccine, something like that. But we also need to know how elevated the risk is to operate in our daily lives. And once that information continues to flow out, I think then baseball can make a better decision.
Yeah.
But there's also the component of, you know, we're all arguing over things that we don't really have a firm grasp on yet. And so baseball might need to make a choice that, yes, like, there is elevated risk to players and to staff members and all that. If this were Ebola and there were a 30% death rate, or it were the flu, which it is not, as we know, and there was a 0.001% death rate, then we'd know, right? Like, you don't play if everybody could get Ebola. You do play if everybody could get the flu. This is in this pocket where we don't know the risk to ourselves. And literally, when we go out in the world, we navigate based on risk. And since we don't know, we have people arguing over things that aren't risk simply because we don't have that information. So I would just say, have patience with everybody making decisions at times like at a time like
that's going to get you past. That's going to get you past the middle of July, Jason. I don't think we're going to have the answers to all your. So you would be called upon, though, to be one of those people who maybe isn't comfortable with the fact that they don't have the answers to the questions you'd like answers to. Would you go to work? Would you show up at the ballpark?
It's not that I wouldn't be comfortable. It's that I would have to gauge it for myself, right? I wouldn't have firm answers.
Absolutely.
I'd have flimsy answers.
Would you? But knowing what we know today,
absolutely,
you would go to work. And you know, as a fan, I mean, so now it's just going to become a radio show on WGN and a TV show wherever the White Sox are broadcast. There's not going to be risk to the fans because they're probably not going to be able to go anyway. So this is very selfish, but this is the only perspective I get to have. I'm like, if you guys are cool with it, I am totally okay with it. I want to hear the game on the radio. I don't know if we'll pump in some SFX of the crowd, you know, put in some ambient sound or not, but let's have a game. And if you guys are okay with it and you guys can figure out the money on it, I don't know if I would want my son playing. I don't know if I would want to work in that condition. But if you guys do, I am totally on board. I'm not going to pass an opinion about this that's going to discourage you guys from playing.
No, and that's the thing, John, and I'm glad you couched it like that, because when I give my opinion, that doesn't mean everybody else should have my opinion, right? Like, we need to make our own decisions for our own selves and our own families.
Yeah.
I would go. That doesn't mean I think you're weak if you wouldn't go,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it turns into that. It's about simply we're all making judgments on risk because we don't have them. Like, we know in blackjack, if we double on 11 and there's a 4 for the dealer, you got a better than average chance of winning double your money. That's not the case right now. And so I'm just making a judgment for me, and everybody else is too.
And John, I'm not saying that they should play if people are going to be put at risk. I mean, I think they have to determine whether it can be done safely, whether there's adequate testing. And if you're not taking testing away from
other people, first responders. Right, Dave? No, shoot, did Dave just cut out again? Are you still there, Dave? Man, poor Ennett. He keeps popping out. Bertrand, were you also going to say something? I saw you lean into your microphone. So that's where we are right now. Reconnect with Dave when you can, Ashley, because he just cut out on us, and he's been having trouble with his equipment at home. Dave Ennett continues to do sports. His mic sounds great when he's on, but he's not in our WGN Radio downtown studios. It's kind of ironic, right? We're talking about the complexity of doing baseball, the inherent dangers in. Are you there, Dave? And yet we're having trouble just talking on the radio about the problems of doing things remotely or differently. And I guess you would be up in the broadcast booth, right, Jason? You'd be at the ballpark watching it like you normally do?
I don't know the answer to that. I think that's something they're working out, because it's a matter of how many people can you have at the ballpark, how many people can be in a truck, what the distancing looks like. So that's something they have to work out. I don't know what it would be.
The Big Ten Network, right, they call games remotely from studios here in Chicago. So you might not necessarily have to be
pre-COVID-19 they did that?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Baseball games and some events like that.
You're kidding.
No.
Hokey smokes. I want Jason at the ballpark, if Jason wants to be at the ballpark.
I mean, was it Harry Carey used to call the game by the ticker tape from Des Moines?
So Jack Jason,
Ronald Reagan,
yeah.
Yeah. Enid, are you back?
Jason could do it via Twitter. We could have someone tweeting the balls and strikes.
Jason, would you like to hear them put sound effects in to make the game sound more natural? It would work for us easily if we wanted to do it on the radio. How would you feel about creating additional sounds for the game?
Yeah, I've heard that Joe Buck actually said yesterday that Fox was going to think about doing that for NFL games on TV. I've done a lot of different versions of broadcasts. I've done games from in studios before. I've taught a class where the assignment basically was at Syracuse. The assignment was go into a studio and call a game. And I'm very big on, like, whatever situation is presented you, make sure that you sound engaged with the game. So I'm happy to do it without the crowd. I mean, I've done it in minor league baseball, like a Monday night in certain small towns. You're not going to get that many people. So I'm kind of used to it. I'm fine with either way. But it's my job to keep my energy up if there's no crowd.
Yeah. What would you say, Dave? I mean, you're used to doing... and by the way, let's take a phone call. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? Come on, Dave. Are you there?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought you had a caller. I don't know. You know what I mean? I've said that. It's kind of like Jason. I've done games where there just aren't that many people there, or you're in a location where you don't pick up the crowd noise very well anyway. So you do have to kind of find your own energy in those situations. And look, it could be a long broadcast. I mean, and you do kind of have to always remind yourself that somebody might just be tuning in. And that maybe they're not aware that there's nobody in the park. So somehow, I do like the idea, I think, that Joe Buck was talking about, that they add some sort of crowd noise just to give it that big event feel.
Yeah.
But I do think it's ultimately on guys like Jason and whoever the broadcaster is to say, you got to kind of find a way to supply your own.
You know, the chemistry between the guys in the booth then really is important, or the storytelling ability. I mean, it's just going to sound quieter, so you are going to want to, in some ways, be more on your game. Ed Farmer would have loved this, right? Because he'd just give him more time to tell stories and talk about some of his wild experiences. But would you agree with me, Jason? The pressure will be on you a little bit more if there's not the additional crowd sounds, the feel of the park, the sights of the park?
Well, I just think you have to bring the emotion to the game that was there for everybody, and it had... I know there are going to be people who say it just doesn't feel the same. It doesn't sound the same. It's our job to make it sound interesting and worthy of your time. And it's going to be if we play, because it's still the White Sox. Like, our job is to make sure that you get the experience that you want out of the baseball game. Like, we bring you the stories of baseball. It doesn't matter where we play or how many people there are. Like, it's our job to be interested in the game that we're calling and to care about it. And that's what we do. Like, Steve and I have such a history. He played it, and I grew up going to it. Like, it means a lot to us. It would mean, I think our emotion would be to be at the ballpark. Like,
think
Steve
about
and
that.
I think, would be really excited to be there.
Yeah.
It would be different, but it would be the same in that way.
All right, we got to go. Give me the date that we all think. This is just us just spitballing here. They're going to play baseball again in Chicago. I'm going July 14th. July 14th. Dave Ennett, what's your date? Pick one.
Well, are you assuming they open on the road?
Don't, Dave, just give me a date.
I think I'll say July 10th.
July 10th, 14. Benetti?
July 4th has nice symmetry to me.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. What if they could do that? It's always good to hear Jason. Dave, doggone it, thanks for jumping on the phone, too. I'm sorry your equipment wasn't there for you the whole time, but we always appreciate it when you are.
Thank you.
Good to hear you both. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Stay well, guys.